Season 2 is still on the way, but we're having fun with some mini-sodes in the meantime. We revisit two of our more memorable characters in this, the second mini-sode of our intergalactic audio drama, which we call Roswell B.C. Before the Crash.
When I went back into the house, I found out that Billy had already talked Neela into going with him, Jose, and the others as they accompanied Mr. Tunstall back to his ranch. I didn't know how that was going to help us find Orb, but at that point, I was concentrating on my next move in this chess game with Eddie, or whatever her real name was, so I didn't argue. We would leave the next morning, so I had some time to think, and the number of pieces on the chessboard was growing. I already told you what was happening with the guys who were chasing Orb. Orb had a way of finding himself in predicaments, and the players in another of those predicaments were about to find their way back to the chessboard.
Junior, what are you doing here? I ain't seen hide nor hair of you for days.
Mama, I sure didn't like having to be part of this trap you got going here. Seeing all them innocent folks getting sent to wherever it is that you send them.
Well, you ain't never gonna know now.
I don't wanna know, and I'd still be gone, but I'd try to find another job, Mama, and nobody would hire me.
Well, ain't that special? My poor little baby can't find another job, so he has to crawl on his big fat belly back to his mama.
I'm sorry, Mama, but I didn't know what else to do.
Well, it did get a little tiring having to run out and pump fuel for my customers and then invite them inside for some pie. You smell that? I just baked my special.
Oh, that smells awful good. I ain't had nothing to eat for a couple days now, and I've been dreaming about your pie.
So, did you crawl back here for a job or for a piece of my pie?
Both.
That's the right answer.
So, I can come back?
Sure you can, Junior. You know I love you. Mm-hmm. Besides, things have pretty much dried up around here the last few days. Not much spaceship traffic, which means not many potential customers.
Well, what can I do to help?
Well, I've been hearing about a planet not far from here. Mm-hmm. The people there are called the Wise Ones. I want you to go there and bring a few back with you.
If they're really wise, I don't think I can fool them into coming.
Wait until you hear this. They're called the Wise Ones, mm-hmm. But the rumor is they're all little children.
Little children?
Yep. And you know what kind of a premium I get for little children, don't you?
I do. But that's one of the reasons I quit. Innocent people and little children don't need to be slaves.
Well, now, I thought maybe you was ready to come to work. I guess I'm gonna have to take my piece of pie back since you're not willing to earn it. What do you say, Junior?
How many do I need to bring back?
That's my baby boy. You bring back 3 good, healthy children, and I'll forget you ever left.
Oh, all right, Mama. Can I have my pie back?
And oh yeah, you remember that nice, fine young man you let get away?
Mm-hmm.
If you find him for me, I'll bake you a pie every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually glad I didn't know about all these extra parts to our story. It would have been hard to keep them straight. Now that I've had time to find out the details, I'll share them with you when you need to know. What I needed to know at that moment was what my next move would be. Now that it was clear that my goal was to take the Queen out of the game.
Roswell, BC comes to you straight from Roswell, New Mexico. With a few exceptions, the voices you will hear in this series are Roswell residents. This minisode of Roswell, BC is entitled Another Piece of the Pie and features the voices of Kyle Bullock as Ryan, Alethea Hartwell as the Diner Lady, and Zach Anderson as Junior. Songs on the Diner Radio include Just You Wait and Inside Out, composed and recorded by Dane Leonardson, a fellow audio drama producer in Wisconsin. Check out his epic series, The Fall, under Coach, that's Coach with a K, Studios Audio Adventures on iTunes, Libsyn, and SoundCloud. Listen to the trailer for Season 2 of The Fall at the end of these credits. The Roswell, BC theme music was composed and recorded by Brian Hunley. The artwork for our podcast cover and posters is the creation of Logan Pack. Some of the special audio effects heard in this series are courtesy of Reliquwood Media. Roswell, BC was created, written, directed, and produced by yours truly, Boyd Barrett. If you've enjoyed this minisode, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Overcast, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. And please leave us a great review while you're there. You can also visit our website at roswellbc.com. The story is headed your way. If you're interested in helping us produce this podcast, go over to patreon.com and look for Boyd Barrett. On my page, you'll find a way to help. Now, stay tuned as Coach Studios Audio Adventures gives you a sneak peek at Season 2 of The Fall.
Ah, yes. There you are, my beautiful orb.
You will not have it.
What do you mean you don't have it?
What did you mess up this time, Abaddon?
I didn't mess anything up, fool. There was an angel there.
They come bearing a gift.
Oh? And what might that be?
This.
You would treat me this way after throwing me out of my own home, my own kingdom. It is not your kingdom.
There's more to magic than destruction, you know.
It is the most effective form.
There is more than that. There is love.
Oh, not this again.
Have you forgotten what they've done? How you inherited your army, how I got my position? They're murderers, Ariel.
We'll be watching you.
I am murder. The Fall, Season 2.